Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's, the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line.
Hey, what's up? I think there might be a magnet in my pants because it's drawn to your buns of steel.
Oh,
are they steel? Because I got a magnet. You know magnets like that, like to like attach themselves to steel. What I'm saying is you're hot.
Thanks.
Instead, after he drops that line, whatever you do, do not scissor kick him in the junk. Instead, tell him that he's more charming than a chihuahua in a little tuxedo. Then give him the number to the Loser Line so hopefully he leaves us an awkward voicemail that we can play for you on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, I just wanted to leave a message. I just wanted to tell you that I had so much fun the other night, and I don't want you to think I'm crazy or anything, but I made t-shirts for us to wear. It's so cute. But anyways, call me back, and I don't want to be too forward, but I think I'm in love. Okay, bye.
Next message.
I don't want to be too forward, but I think I'm in love.
And I made t-shirts for us to wear.
That's like the most forward you can be.
Oh my God.
I don't want to be too forward, but I've already made t-shirts with our wedding date on it.
Oh my God.
After we just met. Is that too much?
Oh my God, I wanted her to be drunk really bad in that, and it did not sound like she was.
No, sound like she was completely sober.
Yeah.
Here's another message from the Loser Line.
Next message.
Hey, it's the beer cart girl. Do you remember me? We met on the golf course, ninth hole. I birdied that hole for you. You served me and my friend's beer. I told you I'd take you out to dinner. So, you know, not just because I said it, I actually wanted to take you out to dinner. Just call me. I broke 100 for you that day.
Next man.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel so bad for cart girls the golf course.
Dude.
You know,
I always have. Look, I love to golf. And I golf a lot, but every time I see the cart coming, I just feel so bad for them because they get hit on by douchebags all day long. Usually guys who are like 50 years older than they are.
But the thing is, like my girlfriend was a beverage cart girl and she's like, you know what? Doesn't bother me that much because they pay me a lot of money.
Yeah, it's they always tip a lot.
She goes, they all think I like them. I'm never calling one of them ever.
And I never flirt with them because I know it's a game.
Yeah.
But you golf with some guys, you get paired up and they're just like, hey, here's a 20. If you keep coming around, make this, you know, I'll do that all day long. I will do that all day long for you if you keep meeting us at every hole.
And the girl does it and he's like, dude, she totally wants
so
me.
So into me.
Because she's not paid to be here to serve beer.
Yeah.
That's kind of her job.
If I didn't have a wife and kids at home, the things I would do. No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't actually be doing any of that. She's not interested one bit. Here's another message from the Loser Line.
First unheard message.
Hey, it's me. I hope you remember me. We met last night and call me.
Next message.
Oh,
be prepared. When you're calling up somebody, be prepared to get to the point if you leave a message and not just sit there.
How could she forget that? I bet they had stimulating conversation the night before.
Yeah,
sounds like
if it took that long to leave the message, how long did it take them to ask for the number? Can I get your...
remember, if you want the number to the Loser Line, all you have to do is text the word loser, LOSER, to 78592, and we'll send you that phone number. Here's another message.
Next message.
Hey, Dan, this is I was thinking you might want to come to the Game of Thrones viewing party that I'm having at my place this coming Sunday. My friends and I all dress up. I mean, I already have a couple of Khaleesi outfits. I have, like, I know you saw my blonde hair. And I have these, like, little dragons. And, you know, I thought that it would be cool for you to dress up as Khal Drogo. I don't know if you have a costume already, but if you don't, I can help you make one. And then, you know, afterwards, we would watch it, obviously. And, you know, some of my friends are going to be dressing as the Dothraki. And, like, we could just pretend that, you know, we're in it and, you know, let the fun continue for the rest of the night, you know? I think it's really fun. And I think that you would have a lot of fun, too. So call me. Or, well, as the Dothraki might say it, Dothrai.
Next message.
Oh, no.
I like Game of Thrones, and I'm kind of turned on by that.
You are, aren't you? That you are a weird man. I feel like all of that weird dress-up stuff is like playing house for adults.
Yeah, it really is.
You know?
And I feel bad for this guy. You know, he probably casually mentioned once, like, oh, I've seen Game of Thrones. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
I'm kind of familiar.
And she's like, oh, my God.
Get your outfit, because this Sunday we're going to get crazy. Here's another message from the loser line.
Next message.
Hey, Jenna, this is... We met at Starbucks a couple of days ago. I'm the guy that dropped a sugar packet next to you and picked it up and said, hey, you dropped your name tag. Anyway, you know, we were talking about a lot of stuff, but when you said that you're into both, you know, like men and women, at the time, I didn't know what to say, but I've had a few days, and I want you to know that I'm okay with it.
Oh.
In fact, I'm more than okay with it. I'm kind of into it, actually. I've never been with both, but, you know, you seem, like, so normal, and, like, that's surprising to me. But, so, like, if it's cool with you, then it's cool with me. I never thought one little Starbucks conversation would make me rethink my life sexually like this, but you did that to me. And I'm not going to lie, I liked it.
I
well,
bet you did, sir.
He's definitely not getting a call back from the loser line, but I can assure you that he's probably doing all sorts of internet research on his newfound passion.